Cecil, this is a nice place.
Hey, Sally, we can't dig a hole in the ground right here.
Well, it's dirt, Cecil. There are no rocks.
I know, but this park belongs to the city.
It does not. It belongs to people. I saw that in the paper once, and I'm people.
Yeah, I know. You don't look like Frankenstein, but nevertheless, this is a park to play in, not bury cats in.
Well, no one will know the cat's buried here.
Okay, you know it all. I've been telling you all the way out here on the streetcar, though. You should have used the backyard.
I'm Adita Day Girl. I'm going to bury this poor tomcat in a beautiful park.
Well, here we are, anyhow.
And this is a good spot right here, away from the road.
You mean right here in this tulip bed?
Well, I'd rather bury it in a petunia bed, but I don't see any. Do you?
Hey, let's get this over. Where do you want me to dig the hole?
Well, now, let's see. Put the box down. I think right there would be nice.
Right here?
No, a little more over by the red tulip.
Oh, for cat's sake. Here?
Yes. Then there'd be a red tulip at the cat's feet and a yellow one at its head.
Yeah, I'll bet it'll make a lot of difference.
Well, you never can tell, Cecil. This poor cat may be looking down on us from cat heaven, smiling at the good deed we're doing.
That old tomcat's in cat heaven. He's giving you the horse laugh.
All right, you start digging.
Did you say you brought a spoon out to dig with?
Yes, it's wrapped up in this piece of paper.
All right, well, let's have it. I hope we don't get caught. We shouldn't have crossed over here.
Well, this is a public park.
Thanks. Yeah, but you saw that sign, keep off the grass.
We're not on the grass. We're on the tulip bed.
Okay, okay, okay. Hey, what are you doing?
I'm picking some flowers. Why?
Hey, now, Sally, don't. You're not supposed to pick flowers in the park. You know that.
I'm not selfish, Cecil. I'm not picking them for myself. I'm going to lay them on the cat's grave after it's buried.
All right. All right. Go ahead and break the law. You'll get arrested. See if I care.
You keep on digging the hole. I know what I'm doing.
I wish a cop had come over here and catch you.
Well, I don't care. I've already got some picked.
Someday you're going to get in trouble, Sally Smith.
Not while I'm doing a good deed.
All right, is this deep enough? Come on, get out on your knees and put that box in with what's left of Mrs. Belcher's cat.
All right. Oh, shouldn't we have some sort of ceremony?
For a cat that doesn't even belong to you? Put it in.
All right. Goodbye, poor tomcat. I've heard you were a very good mouser. Oh, it's kind of sad, Cecil.
Sad, may I? Be glad to get this over with. Cover it up now?
Yes. Put the dirt back on tenderly.
All right. Oh, I've bent this teaspoon. It won't be much good now.
Oh, that's all right. Mamie can use it when she drinks her coffee. It won't get in her eye now.
Did she ever think of taking the spoon out of the cup?
I don't know. I'll have to ask her. That's good enough now, Cecil.
What are you going to do with those flowers?
Put them on top. Shall I stick them in the dirt or just lay them on the top?
I don't care if you eat them.
If they were dandelions, I might eat them. Lots of people eat dandelions.
Oh, you're wibbly, Sally. Come on, hurry up. Your good deed is over.
All right, all right. Now, what's going on here?
Oh, Cecil, look, it's a man.
Oh, were you... what did you say?
What are you doing here?
Why, nothing.
Are you a policeman, mister?
Well, what do you think this uniform is? Do I look like a fireman?
I've never seen many firemen.
Now, none of your smart talk, young lady. Now, get up, both of you. Come on, hurry up. Now, what were you doing here?
Nothing. We're just going on a picnic. Just a picnic, that's all.
Yeah, we just came out here in the park to picnic.
Picnicking, were you? Well, where's your lunch, then?
It's in our stomachs.
Oh, yes, we eat very quickly, you see.
Not so fast there, young man. What's that you've got behind you? Come on, hand it over.
It's just a spoon. You don't want it.
No, give it back, please. Mamie will use that to drink her coffee with now that the handle is bent back.
And what are you doing with a spoon?
I was digging a hole.
Digging a hole, were you?
Yes, he were digging. I mean, he digging a hole, were he? Oh, well, now you've got me all excited.
Do you read signs, young lady?
If they're written in English. I started to study French one time.
Well, what does that sign say over there?
Which? That one?
Yes, that's English. Can you read it?
Yes, it says keep off the grass.
Then why didn't you do it?
Oh, but we're not on the grass. We're in the flower bed.
Well, if you want to know the truth, we were burying a cat.
Oh, you're burying a cat, are you? And just why are you burying a cat in the public park?
Because it's dead, that's why.
Well, anyhow, that's what we were doing.
Oh, please be a nice policeman and go away and leave us alone, won't you? We caught a streetcar and came out here to bury the cat because Cecil's car is being fixed.
Digging up bushes, that's what you're doing.
Oh, what do we want with a bush? My uncle has 3 bushes.
And we weren't stealing flowers either.
Who picked them flowers there?
Those? Oh, Cecil, look, flowers.
Did you pick them?
Who, me?
I'm talking to you.
No, sir, I didn't pick them.
Uh-huh. You buried something there. A weapon or something.
Not unless you call a dead cat a weapon.
Weapons are stolen jewelry. That's what you buried. And I've caught you red-handed.
How did you ever get on the police force?
None of your back talk, young man. Here, take this spoon.
I don't want it.
Dig up that evidence you buried.
If you want it, dig it up yourself.
Resisting an officer, eh? Well, that'll go hard with you.
Well, mister, if you won't believe us, you can dig it up.
And that I will. Now stand there, both of you. I'll dig up trouble such as you've never seen.
Ha! You're gonna get fooled.
Well, no one ever fooled Officer Moran yet. Let alone a couple of young whippersnappers.
A whipper which?
Never mind. Well, there it is.
What's in this package? Speak up.
A cat.
Open it and see.
Trying to bluff it out, are you? I'll just look myself, then.
Well, go ahead and look, then.
Sure, unwrap it. You know so much.
That I will. So, you said it was a cat, did you?
Sir, you're looking at it.
Hey, what's the matter, mister? It is a cat, isn't it?
This isn't a cat in this package.
Oh, it is. It's bound to be. I put it in a shoebox and wrapped it in brown paper last night.
Trying to fool me. I knew you weren't burying a cat.
Mister, what is it? Let me see. Hold it up.
Here you are. Take a look at that. Is that a dead cat?
Oh, for goodness sake, look, Cecil.
Well, how did that get in there, mister? Honest, well, holy mackerel.
It's a chicken.
And since when does a cat change into a chicken?
Well, for goodness sake, it looks like a chicken that just came from the butcher.
Hey, where's the cat? How'd the chicken get in there?
Now, just what sort of a game is this?
I know.
Well, I don't understand. How did this happen, Cecil?
Hey, Sally, remember that colored lady that sat next to us on the streetcar coming out here?
Yes, the one that got on with a lot of packages?
Yeah, and put them next to mine. Well, I know what happened. I picked up the wrong package when we got off the streetcar.
Oh, Cecil, you mean she was bringing home a chicken to cook and you got it by mistake?
Yes, they looked alike. Oh, golly, and she got the cat. Hey, mister, honest, that's what happened.
Oh, what'll that poor colored lady think when she gets home and opens her package and finds a tomcat?
Well, I'll take your word for it. But mind you, don't you ever try to bury anything in a public park again.
Oh, we won't. But, Cecil, what'll we do with the chicken?
Mr. Officer, would you like a nice fresh chicken to take home to cook? Here. We give it to you. We don't want it. And of course, you'll let us go for getting on the grass, won't you? Oh, that's good. All right, come on, Sally. And I hope you like the chicken, mister.